This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is the top of the hour, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Scott Burdick in Mission Control in Minnesota. It is a balmy, what did you say, 24 degrees, is it? 20 degrees. Yeah, I mean, compared to 9 out of the last 10 days being at zero. Below zero. Yeah, you're in the middle of a heat wave.
It's probably warmer. I mean, the sun's out now, so.
Hey. Almost as much of a heat wave as there was on the set of CNN with Jake Tapper or Stephen Miller, I guess, is being reported now that he had to be escorted off the CNN set. His appearance, you may have seen him on State of the Union, ended quite abruptly after host Jake Tapper pressed him on damaging claims about President Donald Trump. Here's a soundbite of what happened there yesterday.
A phenomenon was happening that you didn't see, a phenomenon was happening that the rest of the political class didn't see. All these so-called political geniuses in Washington, whether it be at the big lobbying firms or
the only person who's called himself a genius in the last week is the president, but
which because happens to be a true statement.
Okay,
a self-made billionaire who revolutionized reality TV and who has changed the course of our politics.
He's watching and he's happy that you said that. But
you know, Jake, you can be be condescending.
I'm not being condescending. I'm trying to get to the point that Steve Bannon.
You can be condescending. That was a snide remark. You're sure he's watching and he's happy? Let me tell you something.
Why is that?
Your network. You can be as condescending as you want as part of your MO, but listen, you can have 24/7.
I have no idea why you're attacking me.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm attacking
Steve Bannon,
you.
You
can have a 24/7.
Help push the president's travel ban. I'm
so glad you brought that up because that's one of the fake news items in the book.
Steven,
I would happen to know better than you would, Jake, about how the travel ban was written. Steve Bannon didn't push the travel ban.
If you let me ask this question.
No, because you get 24 hours of negative anti-Trump hysterical coverage on this network that led in recent weeks to some spectacularly embarrassing false reporting.
I think the
from
viewers
your network.
Right now can ascertain
no,
who's being hysterical.
The viewers are entitled to have 3 months of the truth. Why don't you just give me 3 minutes and tell you the truth about Donald Trump that I know and then all of our campaign staff
because it's
know,
my show and I don't want to do that. So
this isn't a
Steven,
courtroom and I have
Steven,
a right to
settle
speak.
Down. Settle down. Calm Look, down.
Jake.
I have a question for you about issues. Stephen Bannon, who the president says had nothing to do with his presidency. He was part of the president's travel ban. He was part of pulling out of the Paris climate deal. He was part of withdrawing from the TPP. He's part of border security. He's part of being tough on immigration.
So you want to go
He's
through
part
the
of, no, I don't want to go through, but my point is it really the position of the Trump White House that Steve Bannon had nothing to do with the presidency, or can you acknowledge the reality that he was a key player?
I think that what the point is that his role has been greatly exaggerated, whereas the president hasn't gotten the due that he deserves for the movement that he put together to tap into the kinds of people whose life concerns don't get a lot of attention on CNN.
Jake Tapper said Miller was speaking to an audience of one. If that is the case, Scott, what does that say about the CNN audience? That they have no room whatsoever for any kind of opposite viewpoint or maybe even some consideration. I mean, Steve Miller, a White House advisor. I mean, you talk about somebody that had inner knowledge of what's going on around Donald Trump.
I think that in the interview, you hear everything you need to know when he goes, give me 3 minutes, let me explain. And he goes, I don't want to.
Yes, exactly.
I don't want to.
You heard that, too. Exactly. No, we don't want to have any kind of balance perspective in the debate here. All we want to hear about is Mike Wolff's make-believe stories that are now starting to crumble, right? Because that's what happens when you build stuff on a foundation of sand, which his former publishers and people that have known Michael Wolff have said that he's been noted to do, that he has a way with words and exaggeration. And here it is. So, it's... I guess for those of you that are interested in some sort of fantasy or whatever or, some kind of delusion about Donald Trump, you can read the book. But clearly how do you come up with the conclusions that Jake Tapper is suggesting, and others, Mika Brzezinski, and on and on, the talking heads of the left. We've got more. Stay with us right here.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Bob Beaupre joins us now. Political analyst, former congressman and chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, and just an all-around great guy. Happy New Year, Robert. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Hey, we've got a lot to be thankful for, in spite of Barack Obama trying to get credit for the records that Donald Trump has been setting in his first year of office. You wrote about it. You say the podium, Donald Trump scored an impressive conservative record in 2017.
Well, he did. And I think, we ought to judge anybody by their actions, especially once you're in office. It's easy to make promises and inferences and kind of tip your hat one way or the other when you're a candidate. I've been there, but the real measure is what do you do once you're in office? Well, maybe it's not fair to give him credit for all the good news. There is a whole lot of good news out there. You start with the economy. It's just undeniable that the folks that actually make the economy hum have given him a huge vote of confidence. They're investing money and they're hiring people, and things are going quite well. Wall Street certainly likes him, but so does Main Street.
Exactly.
I think on foreign policy, you have to take note of especially a report that was just issued recently by our Defense Department military leaders. ISIS has lost 98% of the territory it once held. Now, this is in less than a year of Trump being president. And one of the key things I think he did, many of us scratched our head and wondered why Barack Obama was so quick to hamstring our military and our war fighters with these stupid rules of engagement that he had, basically telegraphing to the enemy all the stuff you would never do.
Right.
Donald Trump got rid of those and said, go do what you got to do to win.
Yeah, you would think we'd have learned from Vietnam.
Wouldn't you, though?
Right.
Exactly, Bill. You would think you would have learned from Vietnam, but obviously Barack Obama wasn't a very good student of history. He didn't learn from Vietnam and doubled down and in many cases made it worse. But, ISIS, which many thought was going to be a generational job to defeat, they're certainly not gone yet. They're still the remnants, but it's impossible not to sit up and take notice of what our Defense Department said. Not only the loss of territory that ISIS once held, but they say that they now estimate less than 1,000 ISIS fighters compared to just 2 years ago. There were 45,000 ISIS fighters. Now, it's just hard to ignore that kind of action. The tax bill, I think especially the way he went after regulation, those are things that the market is paying attention to, and I think is going to benefit virtually every American, especially those that that either have a job or want a job.
Exactly.
It's just the right direction to go in so many ways.
Well, Bob, we look at the success of the market. I mean, 5,000 points since he was inaugurated. I mean, what does the market know that Main Street America doesn't know, that progressives are, in the face of this tsunami of success, are, you know, screaming in the dark over?
Well, what the market is clearly saying is that they've got confidence that this guy, this president, this administration, and frankly the Republican Congress that has to get behind it, that they are on the side of the American worker and the American businessman. That's the vote of confidence that they are sending pretty loud and clear, extremely loud and clear. When you look at the movement in the market, the jobs numbers, the unemployment numbers, I mean, every indicator is a very, very positive one. And contrary, again, to his predecessor, Barack Obama, who couldn't make enough regulations, this president came in, said he was going to cut two for every one that they implemented. Well, he's done a little bit better than that.
Exactly.
They actually eliminated 67, eliminated, completely tore them up, threw them away, only implemented three. But the other important thing that certainly the market has noticed is that as they eliminated some, there were almost 1,600 pending regulations, things that were in the pipeline that he said, nope, stop the presses, we're not going to go there. Got rid of them. I mean, that's just a phenomenal thing to have happen, and we've not seen that in the American economy and our free market. We've not seen that under a Republican or Democrat administration, I think ever, not to this degree. So he's done. I mean, in case after case, you have to give him credit, regardless of the sometimes ill-conceived and you scratch your head and wonder kind of tweets. And some of the impromptu and unscripted statements that he makes, and you say, really, what was that about?
Yeah. I think for me, some of that stuff is just amusement on his part. I think he kind of reminds me of my old drill instructor at MCRD in San Diego, who had used to tell us, guys, don't you sometimes feel like you know like you're an ant and you're in a jar and somebody's playing with you? I sometimes just think Donald Trump reminds me of that. You know,
that's a pretty good metaphor. I think it is to a degree. It's his amusement. It's his sport. And he's very good at it, and some of us more traditional types like me, we sit there and say, was that the smartest thing? Well, it's working.
Right, and exactly.
That's the point I was trying to make in the column I just published, is that you've got to look at the record, and just in case after case, foreign policy, domestic policy, it's working.
Exactly.
And I hope it keeps up.
Well, the thing is that surprises me a bit here, based on this impressive record that you wrote about, Bob, and that is obvious for people. I mean, like I tell my kids, that experience defines preference. I mean, let's just compare this 1 year of Donald Trump with the 8 years previously of one Barack Obama. I mean, there is a clear delineation between these two administrations, and when I hear these political pundits on TV talking about how the Republican Party, could lose the House and these sort of things, it's like, okay, what are they seeing that I'm not seeing? Because I'm seeing Main Street America counting once again. And, you being a businessman and my business background, one of the things I've maintained is that in all cases, people want to have a fair chance to win. And I believe for the first time in 10 years, at least, that Americans are waking up and going, you know what? I got a fair chance to win. I can go and start that new business because I got a fair chance at, being able to be successful.
I think that's well said, and I think you're absolutely spot on. Sometimes we simplify it as kitchen table issues. Well, it is. What's it mean to me and my family?
Well, our conversation will continue with the former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Beaupre. We appreciate always when Bob comes on to bring that perspective and that experience that he was subjected to. I think, you know, years of therapy, working with the buffalo and that sort of thing, that can calm you down and bring you back down to ground zero. And it's worked very well. And so we get to benefit from his wisdom and experience. And we've got more from Bob on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Martinez live.
Bring on those new innocents. We bring a toast now. Living in our eloquence. Another old line song.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'll tell you, the political landscape of this country is not for the feeble and the shy. You've got to know what you stand for, especially in the face of a lot of negative energy that is emotionally based. And the good news of that, Bob Rupre, is that when people are this emotional, it's on the surface. I mean, because there's not a lot of substance. You know, we got to get through that. I mean, that's the challenge. And to me, you know, it's not so much about winning the debate and wanting to do some sort of end zone dance. I'm looking at this country and the potential for, you know, my kids and my grandkids and my grandkids after that, and the opportunity that is before them, that can be before them in this very free country called the United States of America.
Yeah, well said. Very well said. I have to give, we've been talking about the president and his record. I have to give him a lot of credit. I've had some experience in politics myself, and I've seen a number of candidates and elected officials come and go. And I've certainly seen a lot of campaign slogans come and go. But when he said he wanted to make America great again, I think we're seeing evidence of exactly what he meant by that. Mm. He is restoring our economy. He's got it moving again. Again, as we said earlier, may not all be of his doing, but he's getting a tremendous vote of confidence from the movers and shakers within the free market economy. And that's important. It's extremely important. Mm. And most of the progress made economically was before this big tax bill even got passed.
So exactly.
I think more to come. Then on the foreign policy stage, national security stage, I mean, it is kind of an, oh my goodness, we've gone from a president in Barack Obama who couldn't apologize for America's sins and transgressions enough, get down on his knee, literally bow to foreign
yes.
leaders, and now we've got the international community once again sitting up, taking notice, paying respect. Our enemies fear us. Our allies respect us once again and want to stand with us. I don't know how you categorize that as anything other than good. Of course, the left is going nuts and still trying to pretend that he's unfit for office.
Right.
The record absolutely tells a different story.
It's the same thing, Bob, like in his campaign. Thousands upon thousands of people were coming out to see him. And maybe you get a couple dozen people out there to see Hillary. I was in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and she was to give a speech there, and there were probably about eight people there, and all they saw was her limousines driving by. She didn't want to stop, but the media is not reporting on that, right?
Right. You make a very good point. I think what the message that the tens of millions that supported Donald Trump sent was that they're tired of business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried different ways and it's not worked. They wanted to save this republic. They wanted to restore American respect around the globe. They wanted to restore our economy, and they wanted to try a different way. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump offered them a different way, and I think it's almost a direct quote. He said, "What do you got to lose?"
Exactly.
Give Trump a try,
mm-hmm.
and we have.
Now, yeah, look what's happening. I mean, like you say, African Americans. Their unemployment rate, I mean, that's where he went. He went to the African-American community. He said, hey, what have you got to lose?
Another great point. Yep.
Hispanics, 4.9% unemployment. They haven't seen these kind of numbers in a long time.
Exactly.
I mean,
well,
ever.
In most of those people's lifetimes, they haven't seen those kind of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best is still, I hope the best is still yet to come. I was among those, I'll have to admit it,
mm-hmm.
that questioned his conservative bona fides. You know, how is mm-hmm. this guy going to be a real deal conservative when he has to govern? You look at the record and you have to say he's done a pretty doggone good job.
Right, exactly.
Checking the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And getting back to the footprint that America has regained again internationally, Bob, as you and I were talking about off air, you know, President Obama, you know, with a Muslim background, he wasn't cheered on by 50 Muslim leaders that I recall. Donald Trump goes there, 50 Muslim leaders come in as if to say, thank God America is back in play again, right? Because we already think of what America would be, you know, what America would look like. Dinesh D'Souza gave us an idea in considering what America would have been like without our founding fathers and what they gave us with the Constitution. But, you know, what would the world look like? And these leaders know that. They understand that America, they don't agree with us 100%, but who does? I mean, the only people that agree 100% are the global warming fanatics, I guess. But other than that, you know, most reasonable people, hey, there's going to be a difference in viewpoint here, and that's all good. But the Muslim nations understand that, hey, it's mo better for them if you've got a strong America.
They do, the reasonable Muslim nations, and now you've got the protesters in Iran. That protest is not going to go away. Mm-hmm. They may get out of the streets for a while, but that sentiment is very much still there. And this president, at least, did the right thing and supported them. Mm-hmm. The move on the Jerusalem embassy,
yes.
that actually, Congress in 1995 passed the Jerusalem Embassy Act. You had three presidents, Republicans and Democrats, mm-hmm. ignore that law passed by Congress, but not Donald Trump. He said, we're going to recognize Jerusalem as their capital. And we're going to move our embassy there. NATO, for as long as I can remember, member nations have not paid their fair share for defense. And Trump called them on it. And guess what? NATO nations are stepping
yeah.
up.
They said nobody asked.
Nobody asked. Yeah, well, he did.
Yes.
And, you know, Nikki Haley, I think, has just turned into, personally, she's
what a godsend.
Distinguished herself. But,
what
yeah,
a godsend.
But what,
yes.
what has she done for the sake of the United States of America at the UN and on the international stage? So, yeah, I have to say, again, as somebody who was a little skeptical, wondered mm-hmm. exactly how would this guy govern once he got elected. You look at the first year's record and you have to say pretty doggone good record.
Yeah.
I mean, any real deal conservative over at least my lifetime would say this is impressive.
I mean, mm-hmm. Bob, I was teasing you earlier about being a former congressman. Does part of you wish you were on the Beltway having the support of this kind of leadership to really, you know, introduce some policy and legislation that could be win-win for everybody?
Yeah, very, very much so. I do regret not being there right now. I was on Ways and Means, so I would have been right in the middle of the big tax bill. You know, it's not anybody's definition of perfect, but given the constraints that they especially had to work with from the Senate side, they put together a pretty good package and I've got an opportunity to do more down the road. Mm-hmm. I do wish I was there to be in the middle of the fight right now. There's
yeah.
some good things yet to happen.
Exactly. Why ask people what kind of tax bill would you have seen under a Hillary Clinton presidency?
Right mm-hmm. question, Bill. Right
yeah.
question. Thank God he wanted to see this.
Yeah, without a doubt. But here we are, 1 year down, three more to go, and maybe, God willing, we'd have seven more to go. Followed by a Mike Pence presidency as well. We could only hope. But the fight is not for the faint of heart. You know, you've got to man up and woman up and fight for the principles of this country if we're going to continue to move this conservative agenda boldly, boldly, where there's been a lack of courage heretofore. Bob Beaupre, the former congressman out of Colorado and political analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing?
Bill Martinez live.
What are you doing?
Well, Happy New Year, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Eddie Scarry joins us now. Eddie is a media reporter at the Washington Examiner based in Washington, D.C. Eddie, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, happy to be here.
Hey, boy, I'll tell you, the fake news pundits, the elites and progressives are off the rails, I guess. They're going to throw everything they can up against the wall to see what will stick against this president. Now, they're going to go along and get behind Michael Wolff's, his assessment that the president is suffering from some form of dementia.
Right. Yeah. And I will say that this is something that you could see in the media in different places. I think David Brooks writes about this once every week. About the president's mental stability or diagnosing him in some kind of way. Mm-hmm. But this one looks like it's caught fire this time, I guess because it's in a book and, it's got some juicy stuff in there, has some on-the-record stuff.
Right.
But, when I was reading through the reports of the book and eventually the book itself, I was thinking, if this is so I guess so obvious to
many
of the people that are around the president. I don't know why this hasn't been obvious to everybody else.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of people, they might say they think he's stupid, not presidential, whatever. But for someone who's in the newspapers every single day, on TV just about every single day, for the last 2 years now, you would think this would have been more widely known to the public and people might have been tipped off to this a lot sooner.
Well, and of course, Wolf puts himself in a tough position because throughout his book, he makes it seem like everybody in the White House is in agreement that Donald Trump suffers from some form of dementia.
Oh, right. And I mean, I think if that were such an open secret, we would have been hearing about this well before it came out in a book. And I think that's a pretty serious subject, obviously, if you don't want your president running around mentally incapacitated. But again, I think, you know, looking back, I was looking just even back through the campaign, and I guess unless this somehow just happened, like, you know, over the course of the year, he's suddenly degraded at such a rapid rate. But I think he's pretty much the same. He's the same person we saw during the campaign, and I was just thinking back about the press conferences he held that were marathon press conferences. They were, you know, an hour long in many cases. And, you know, to see someone answer, you know, a succession of questions in that way, you know, it's kind of hard to imagine that this is a mentally defunct person.
They'd be hiding him away, Eddie, but at every turn the cameras are on him because, you know, the bottom line is for the media is Donald Trump is a ratings juggernaut. Anything that has hashtag Trump to it draws hundreds of thousands of listeners, viewers, and readers and subscribers, doesn't it, these days?
Oh, for sure, yeah. There's been many news publications that have, and TV outlets that have said as much. They said their ratings are obviously higher anytime you have Trump's name in it. It could have nothing to do with Trump, but if you put his name in it, you get a spike. And that's, you know, there's many reasons for that. I think mostly because he's so unpredictable and is an interesting person.
He's almost like watching NASCAR. You know, the way I see it sometimes, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to go in and go watch NASCAR. We say we're not here for the accident, but we really are. You know, we just know one's coming, right?
And obviously, I think he prefers it this way, even though he's, you know, I think that the book made him angry. But I think that, I don't know if this is the first time in the history or what, that we see a press or a statement come out of the White House about a book, and as hostile as it was. But yeah, the idea that he is so ready to engage in conflict, I think, it helps the book sales. And I think, if the goal was to get people not interested in the book, it had the opposite effect.
Exact opposite, without a doubt. Well, I think Donald Trump is from the old school that, you know, any news is good news. Just make sure you spell my name kind of right, I guess. And, you know, he rides off of that. But, you know, what begs the question, which many people have asked, Eddie, is how does a guy like Michael Wolff get into the White House to even begin to write a story like this? I mean, it really does point to the inexperience, going back to your earlier statement, of a non-traditional president.
Yeah, and I think there's been a lot of talk about this. How did he get such access? And my understanding is that just from another White House reporter had said that Michael Wolff was actually in there with a pass that
yes, he had a blue pass
for press. It was for people who were, like, I guess, just general visitors. But yeah, I guess if you look at the history of back to when he wrote this an article for the Hollywood Reporter that was fairly sympathetic, I guess, or at least not explicitly negative towards the president. In some ways, he ingratiated himself to the White House, to the president. It looks like that's how he got the access that he did. That's not uncommon for reporters, but as is often the case, it can bite you. It can come back to bite you.
Yes, especially in this kind of situation, because you look at the history of one Michael Wolff and his former publishers and people that knew him said that he was known for this kind of rhetoric and this kind of exaggeration. So obviously somebody missed something in translation, or maybe, as you said, he set them up quite appropriately with the previous column. They said, okay, here we got somebody who's sympathetic. Let's let him come in and let him, see all the resources in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what I think is interesting, when I heard that he had this book coming out and, you know, as explosive as it was, you know, just last week, I kept thinking, you know, this, I remember receiving a book from Michael Wolff, from his publisher, rather, for his last book, which was about the TV industry or something very, very sleepy. And now here he is with this massive bestseller, with this insider, you know, kind of tell-all kind of thing about the White House. It's interesting, but again, I mean, if the idea is, behind it, and what's got the most attention is that we have this mentally incapacitated president. And I will just say that I interviewed Trump, I guess, back in July 2016. Mm-hmm. I wrote about this at the Washington Examiner this past weekend. But I interviewed him, and then talking with him, I talked to him about 15 minutes. I will say he does get distracted, like particularly if he was watching TV while we were talking and he stopped the interview, I think like maybe twice, so that he could watch himself on TV. But otherwise we picked back up right where we left off. There was no indication to me at least that there was anything, amiss there mentally.
Well, you have the sense that he's ADD. Is that your sense?
Yeah, I think so. And it seemed at the time, I will say to be fair, at the time, it had just been announced the speakers that he was going to have at the Republican convention. And so I think just that morning had been announced that he wanted to see what the coverage was like of, on cable of the speakers and what they were saying. So he stopped it just so he could talk about that or watch that. And he said something at the time. He said, like, we have a lot of great speakers. Have you seen this? Or something to that effect. But he wouldn't seem, it was just a moment where, a moment where he was distracted for a moment.
And it wasn't like it was non sequitur or something. He started talking about spaghetti or something, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was relevant to the time.
Well, you know, as you say, whether it's Michael Wolff or other pundits, and of course, isn't it tonight the president's going to release his fake, or is it tomorrow, the fake news, you know, winners?
It was supposed to be today, I think, at 5, but it looks like they pushed it back to next Wednesday.
Okay.
And I think it has something to do with his schedule there. I forget what's going on, but yeah.
Well, I think we got a major college football game tonight, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I think that's what I heard too.
I mean, you know, there are some important things, and I think America could wait on the awards of the fake news assignments and awards. Certainly after last night, especially with the Golden Globes on full display, rather arrogantly claiming some sort of high moral ground here. Leave it to elites. They just can't help but be elite.
Oh, goodness, yeah, and it's weird because, you know, they talk about it when they give these speeches, I think even Oprah's, for example.
Yes.
They talk about it as if this person wasn't elected, as if somehow this happened to the country. Like it was another 9/11 or something. They forget that there was an actual election. This was a choice people made.
Right, exactly. They didn't know better. Eddie Scarry, with the Washington Examiner, based out of Washington, D.C. Eddie, thank you so much for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you struggling with serious emotional and physical illness? Do you know someone who is? The book Yeshua Prescription is now available at ChristianHealingOils.com, along with sacred anointing oil formulated directly from the Bible. Based on the healing techniques and teachings of Jesus and the scriptures, this book provides a step-by-step guide for healing all facets of life, including health, relationships, abuse, addictions, betrayal, and more. Author Elise Monet takes you on a deep journey into truth and surrender, two of the primary keys to unlocking Jesus' power in your life by applying her AAA healing system and Christian healing oils. The miracles of Jesus come alive within you, healing mind, body, and spirit. The Yeshua Prescription is available today for only $14.95 and Sacred Christian Healing Oils for $24.95 per 10-milliliter bottle. For a limited time, go to ChristianHealingOils.com and receive free shipping with every order. That's ChristianHealingOils.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of course, all those people at Times Square with, what was it, like 10 degrees there or less? Might have been close to zero. It was like, oh, my gosh, forget about the kiss. Just hug me and try to keep me warm here, Bob Waliszewski. I mean, it was absolutely madness there. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, and, of course, the famous Plugged In department at PluggedIn.com joins us. Happy New Year, Robert. How are you?
Happy New Year. Typically in Colorado, those are the similar temperatures to New York City. Mm-hmm. But this year, we actually have the jet stream is keeping us a little warm. It's supposed to get to 57 degrees.
Wow.
The 8th of January. That is an incredibly rare thing in Colorado, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah, well,
I'm a jogger. I like to go out on my lunch hour and put in a couple miles, and I'd much rather do it at 57 degrees than minus 7.
Well, why would you jog at minus 7? I mean, I remember one year I did a 5K.
I say that facetiously because when it drops under 30, I do the elliptical.
Indoor,
and
right?
Focus has a nice little not a big one, just a little small, has a couple treadmills, a couple elliptical machines and some weights and things and I'll go in but I don't like a treadmill. I don't like the elliptical.
Yeah, I'm like you.
I struggle to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to be indoors, you need some kind of big screen thing. Tell Jim Daly, that's what he ought to give you guys for
there
Christmas.
There you go.
You know? Hey, we'll do the big screen thing. Who knows? He might even find his way in there, too, you know. So,
but, or maybe we could tape Bill Martinez live every day.
Absolutely.
And once it can rebroadcast for all those who are exercising.
Yeah, that'll get everybody
to
lose weight. Yeah, we'll just do this cumulative weight loss thing. But, no, I remember one time I was in, in New Orleans, that's what it was, did a 5K, and we were, I think about 30-degree weather. I chilled my lungs. It took me about 3 years to get healed from that. And I hear of other people going out there, they go, oh, well, you know, it's like minus 5. You're like, Scott and those guys that go out there, and they waste a perfectly groomed piece of ice, and they put a hole in it to go after some fish or something. It's a mystery to me. I don't get it. But
you've never been in a fish house.
No, I've never been in a.
Well,
they don't let Mexicans. They don't let Mexicans in fish houses. You know, I don't know what it is. They're in Minnesota, but it's the things we do for fun, just in the weather, Robert. I'm telling you. But hey, let's talk movies. Lots to talk about here. So, we had the Golden Globes last night. The arrogant of the arrogant, we call them the elites, were on full display, somehow claiming some sort of higher moral ground. And, Me Too means, I guess, we didn't. Me Too or whatever, and but yet, you know, they've been kind of the breeding ground for all this sexual harassment, not to mention the type of material that they've poured out upon this culture.
Well, Meryl Streep, was it last year or was it 2 years ago at the Golden Globes, called Harvey Weinstein God, you know, mm-hmm. she referred to him, and now he's anathema.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything new that Meryl Streep discovered between calling him God and now shunning him.
Yeah.
Should sexual abuse be shunned? Absolutely. I do have a feeling that we need to, do that as a culture. I actually feel that that's good. I wish we'd extend it into sports a little bit. I think of Ben Roethlisberger, you know.
Right.
He's been alleged to have assaulted two women, I believe, and Kobe Bryant, for instance. You know, it's just like, well, it's wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's not
right.
Just wrong in Hollywood. It's wrong all the way around.
Maybe we should all wear black, huh? We'll all wear black and put it all to rest once and for all. Maybe we can get on the other side of this, not claiming any particular higher ground, but maybe claiming some humility and repentance to God himself for the misrepresentation and the mischaracterization of that which was created in his image that is hallowed.
Well said. Hey, a couple films that that did well with Golden Globes, Three Billboards on Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Lady Bird. I didn't see either of those films, so here I am, the movie guy, and so I'm not going to try to take the moral high ground, but as a department, we did. We do all films are rated and down, typically because I do so much faith-based radio.
Right.
I try to just do PG-13s and down, and I don't do a whole lot of R-rated films. But for those who want, I know that both of those films, for a plugged-in perspective, got a mere 1.5 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw all sorts of problematic content in both of those films. I would much rather, one film that I was rooting for, it was in the Best Picture Comedy or Musical category,
mm-hmm.
was The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
And
wow, is that terrific?
That is so terrific.
It shaves in memories of La La Land. Of course, the same people that did the score for La La Land are the same ones, and that's why, you know, I'm going, when I first heard the musical score, I go, wow, this is so La La Land. And then you find out, you go, well, it's the same people that scored La La Land were the ones that did The Greatest Showman.
And I bought the soundtrack. And
you too.
Like, I can't even remember the last time I bought a soundtrack,
but
I did. And in fact, even on the way to this work this morning, I listened to one of the songs off the soundtrack.
Mm.
I like the film. I like the messages of the film. I so like it when Hollywood gets it right, by the way. And this is not just to promote The Greatest Showman, but I just was so pleased with this film. I was talking to a man, he's a friend of my daughter's, lives in Hawaii, and I called my daughter, and he happened to be with her, and they had just gone to see, by the way, The Greatest Showman, and so his name is Casey, and I'm talking to Casey, and Casey said, you know, this is probably the best film I've seen in 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And this is a guy who doesn't go to a lot of theatricals, movies and theaters, but he watches a lot of movies on television, and for him to say that, he was just so impacted, and I have to agree. It's really it's one of my favorites of all last year. I'm glad it's doing well.
Exactly.
It's number 4 most popular film. Made another almost $14 million last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's made now $75 million total. It says it cost $84 million to make, so it's got a little bit to recoup their investment, but they're getting close. And I'm glad people are seeing it. Yeah, what I think it's doing is word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
For those who missed it when it came out, word of mouth has been incredibly strong.
I got to tell you, I was surprised, frankly. I didn't know what to expect. In fact, it was like one of those V8 moments because my wife said, because I wanted to go see the Churchill movie. And she goes,
that's a good one, too.
Yeah, and she goes, no, well, let's go see The Greatest Showman. And I didn't think of it being a musical. And when it came, you know, and I don't know why I was so disconnected from it. But I was so pleasantly surprised because for me, I love the theater. And this is one of those, this is going to be one of those movies that you're going to see on Broadway.
Yes, and you're going to see high schools will do it down the road, and they'll perform it, and churches will perform drama groups and whatever. It's just one of those kind of musicals that'll get. And the music, like you said, is fabulous. But probably the most important message, and I'll move on to a couple other films. I love the fact that it's one of those films that underscores the value of every human being.
Yes.
So when P.T. Barnum, Hugh Jackman's character, is picking people to be in his circus, he picks the real tall, the real short, the bearded lady, the tatted guy, you know, just people that are considered outcasts because he says everyone's valuable, you
right.
know, and I just like, I love that message.
And God honored that. And, you know, and I gotta tell you, Bob, I couldn't help but get a little emotional there.
Yeah, me too.
You know, with it, I gotta tell you. I mean, you know, you're not going to think
real masculine, but I'm admitting it here.
No, I'm with you. I'm together here, but it's just that it's just one of the, again, a celebration of life and people who are rejected and ignored and set aside, and he gave them place.
Another film we mentioned, The Darkest Hour. I just want to make sure our listeners know that's the number 8th most popular film in the nation. It added some screens. It's now up to 1,700. It's telling the Winston Churchill story, and really, it's Dunkirk's story.
It's a follow-up, isn't it?
Pardon me?
Is it the follow-up to Dunkirk or the pre-Dunkirk?
Well, you could call it that. Yeah. There was no collusion.
Right. Yeah, no.
It just happened to be that two films came out last year that had to do with Dunkirk, but this one tells the Dunkirk story from Winston Churchill. We took our moms to this one. I'd seen it, of course, but over the weekend, my wife, who hadn't seen it, I told her it's a good film. We ought to go see it. So let's invite our moms. So all four of us went, and everybody liked it. And I was glad to see that Gary Oldman won for actor last night at the Golden Globes.
Yes.
He is so deserving of that.
Right.
He plays that to a hit.
Outstanding job. We only got about a minute left, and I know that you want to talk about Plugged In.
I just thought it'd be kind of cool to mention a letter that came from a 12-year-old boy that he just says, quote, "I wanted to thank you for having such a reliable site that helps me make the right choices when it comes to entertainment. I didn't have much guidance on appropriate entertainment until I heard about Plugged In on the local Christian radio station. I decided to see what it was all about, and I was very happy with what I found. As a 12-year-old, underscore that, as a 12-year-old, I see kids my age going to see inappropriate movies because films are popular or they think they're cool. I have no regrets taking your advice, even though my friends sometimes think that I've lost my mind." And I just applaud that 12-year-old for taking the time to write us an email, because we often think we're making a difference with parents to help their 12-year-olds, but when a 12-year-old writes, it means a whole lot to us.
Well, I can tell you, my 17-year-old nephew, when he heard that you and I talk on a weekly basis, and I mentioned Plugged In, oh my goodness, it was like as if I was talking to God himself. He just so appreciates, and this has been a part of his, part of his upbringing, you know, for what, 7-8 years, and he's plugged into Plugged In. That's it.
Well, that's really nice to hear. That's right.
Well, Bob Walaszewski, as always, good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you, brother.
Thank you, Bill. Looking forward to next week. Bye.
You got it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. It's an